Thank you, Mr. Chair. I make this contribution on behalf of International Federation of Human Rights and the Kenya Human Rights Commission. On 6.2.C, we recommend including ensure effective human rights and environmental due diligence by business enterprises and state parties when engaged in economic activities or when they offer financial or other support to businesses, such as granting export licenses or conducting commercial transactions with businesses. On 6.2D, we welcome the inclusion of measures to promote meaningful participation, but we recommend using ensure or guarantee rather than the weaker and undetermined promote as proposed by Colombia. Furthermore, we support adding human rights defenders as suggested by Brazil, and we would like to add human rights and environmental defenders. On Article 6.2A, we support the proposal of Panama to add throughout their business activities and relationships. In 6.3, we propose to delete in accordance with its legal system and support the additional text proposed by Panama on transparency and devoid of vested interests. In Article 6.4A, we recommend further specifying the inclusion of women and environmental rights defenders as part of this group, given their particular exposure to heightened reprisals, violence, and harassment from states and non-state actors. On 6.5, we strongly advise to keep the verb shall to define the obligation on prevention, and we proposed to rewrite the article as such. Each party shall take necessary measures to ensure that business enterprises prevent human rights abuse in their value chains. These will avoid that the obligation of prevention is limited only to controlled entities and thus does not extend to other entities in the global value chains, which often are authors of human rights abuses. Additionally, we find problematic the removal of a reference to enhanced due diligence in conflict-affected areas, including areas under occupation, and we support Article 6.4B, as suggested by Palestine. I thank you, Mr. Chair.